We are The Hoe and the Hopeless, a sex-positive podcast focused on empowering women and creating community with grace and humor.
We're redefining what hoe and hopeless look like one episode at a time. This is Kia.
And I'm Deb.
Thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram at The Hoe and the Hopeless.
True, you're a star in my head. You, no need to erase war with my friends. True, you're so bad, we don't need to pretend. But I don't want war with you or my friends. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. It's loyal.
Loyal.
I have money on you, but I'm loyal. I love that song. Those lyrics don't really relate to me, but I like it.
That's okay. They don't always relate. My lyrics. I feel like I can only sing this song. My knees get weak when you touch me.
Woo!
Body.
Yeah.
Music.
Sex game. Stupid.
Your body's on fire.
Woo!
You love me long till I get tired. No, till you get tired.
Till you get tired. Oh, baby, you got what I want.
You the real one. I'm inspired.
Everyone sing. Break me up. And get you, yeah, yeah, with the lights get up.
That's really my shit. One of my cousins told me she didn't like that song, and I really looked at her differently.
That was, like, the main song I really listened to when that album came out.
But the whole album's good. That's all right.
Yeah.
So, guys. All right, wait. First, Deb, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. in what regard?
Just in life in general, since the last time we recorded.
You know, I had a weird weekend because, like, I was just really overwhelmed with work a little bit.
Yeah.
We wanted to go to this Harriet's bookshop opening. It's a Black-owned bookshop. But we didn't get a chance to go because I was just, like, yo, I'm feeling overwhelmed with work.
I've been doing nothing on Saturdays too, so it's been getting really hard to break out of it. It's a winter thing, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, winter has me, like, home a lot for sure. I'm like, I want to be out and about, but it's so hard. But today was really warm and really, that was really weird. Nice. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, in general, I'm doing pretty okay. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Living my best life.
As you should.
Yes.
You're going to be celebrating your birthday soon?
In LA.
Yeah, I bought tickets.
With everybody in this room.
Yay!
I'm hype. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to introduce our special guest today?
So, okay. I guess I'll introduce this by saying a couple weeks ago, Kia had the idea to interview people that we've dated, I guess are dating. And yeah, my episode's gonna come up soon once I
find a guy. Dated. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say stop being scared.
Same thing.
But same thing, you know what I mean? But right now we have the incomparable, the incredible, the single man drumline, Joey Sticks. Now, first question is, your last name really Sticks?
Absolutely not.
First of all, I love how you got into interview mode like that. So,
just switched real quick. Honestly, so Kia and Joey don't know what I'm going to ask. So, this is like my joy and my ultimate pleasure.
Scary.
I have so many questions.
It's funny because, okay, just to set the scene, Deb is sitting across from me. Me and Joey sitting real close to each other.
And Lionel is creeping out of the room.
And Lionel, the engineer, he's out of here. He thought he could do it. He's leaving. When do you want to stay for an episode? Never? Okay.
I'm about to stay right now.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay.
And Chi is meowing in the corner.
Okay.
So I guess my first question will start off sweet.
Aww.
How did you guys meet?
Ooh.
I love this so much. I love it.
All right. Me and Kia met, I believe, at an ill-fated Native show.
Mm-hmm. At the
this
fire.
Isn't like the newlyweds game. At I think you can like pitch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, help me a little bit.
We were at the fire.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, Joey asked one of his bandmates, "Who that girl over there?"
Yeah, but it wasn't it wasn't really at the fire where I count me and Kia at, because like I ain't talked to you at the fire, but 700 Club.
Well, the first time, no.
The start of many of a great moment.
Yes. So at the fire, we did talk though. You did introduce yourself to me.
All right.
And I knew Joey's brother. Mm. So I was like, you look really familiar. And him and his family, they all look alike.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognized him. And then, you know, that was the time of like Facebook. So I swear, yeah. I think I saw him on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you know, I had known about ill-fated Natives.
Yeah.
So we introduced ourselves to each other, and then, but we both were like in relationships.
Yeah.
So nothing happened for years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in between that time, we just like danced at parties. That was literally it.
Yeah.
A lot of dancing at parties.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Caribbean way of saying
loco,
hello.
Stan loco, stan loco.
Yeah. Yeah. A very special party. So, yeah, that's how we met.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
You pass. No, I'm joking. Okay, so I guess at what point did you realize, like, you wanted to be with Kia?
I feel like I realized I wanted to be with Kia. Let's break it down a little bit. Because I feel like I wanted to be with Kia when I went after her to go get her, and I got her.
But you mean on our first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, first date at Dialogue, where we talked for like 4 hours.
Aww.
And I knew then, I'm like, wow, it's pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
And, but like, you know.
You were physically attracted to her, but you weren't like.
Always.
But it wasn't until your first date that you realized that there was like a deeper connection.
Right.
And that you could have something more sustaining.
Because yeah, that was like the first time we actually got to like talk.
Yeah.
Like face to face, because we talked a lot on the phone before that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, first date.
All right, cool. So how would you say on a scale of like 1 to 10, how is the sex? What are some positive notes and what are some notes for improvement?
Notes for improv. All right, so I'm a very wise man, so like I'm gonna answer what I feel like I need to answer in that question. So the sex is fucking amazing. We're gonna go for about
Lionel walked in as soon as Joey said that.
We gonna go for right, I would say right now, like, and this is between like both of us in unison, right? You know what I'm saying? Because it takes two to tango, as they say. So
yeah,
it would be like a 9.1.
Okay.
0.1? Just say 9.
No, because it has tears in it. I feel like.
What would make it a 10?
It's not a 10?
Every time, no, not yet.
Why? But that's
because the why?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of positions that we still have to try.
That's true. I think that is more like an exploration thing for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been doing this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good, right?
Amazing.
Like, it's like really, like, our. Like,
pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wish Lionel was here.
I think
so
it was always.
It's not just me interviewing you guys.
It was always really good, but I think if I'm being real, mm-hmm. it wasn't. When we were like not together, I realized just how good it was.
Mm.
When we were broken up for a good like 6 months maybe or so.
Yeah. Mm.
And then once we got back together. But my point is, it's really so good that it's hard to get out of like that that what we know is going to work for us.
Yeah.
Because exploration takes like more energy.
Yeah.
And it takes like time, and you have to like break out of your usual, like, you know what's good. It's like when you go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's really hard to order some shit when you know that, like,
yeah, you your always usual like really the good. Chicken Alfredo. Yeah.
If you love the chicken Alfredo, yeah, it's going to be so hard, mm-hmm, for you to try the burger.
Yeah.
And then what if the burger's not risk. Good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You rather just get the but chicken Alfredo. But
the good thing is, like, it's free, and you can always try. You can always go back to trying
that's
the chicken,
very true.
Or maybe you could try the shrimp scampi tomorrow. You know, so that's beautiful. Exactly. Or maybe you do like a duo situation: half Alfredo, half scampi.
Yeah,
start off with the scampi, finish with the Alfredo. I just don't.
Yes.
Who put me in charge of this?
I don't know.
Guys, I think that that's a great idea, but I think right now we're like, you know, just
you're got comfort, a lot to focus you're falling on. Back into your comfort again.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
When you first heard that we were doing this podcast, what were your thoughts?
This exact podcast or this one?
When this episode asked, or the whole thing?
The whole podcast.
I was happy that you guys are both doing something for yourselves that I definitely knew you felt positive about. You know what I'm saying? You guys definitely are both powerful and beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? So I know that this meant a lot to you. So I was happy about that.
You didn't feel any type of way?
I didn't feel any type of way until I thought about that you guys might possibly be bashing men. But then again, it's not really like that.
No, we just speak truth.
No, exactly.
Have you listened to an episode?
I've listened to one episode.
What was the episode?
The first episode.
Okay, what'd you
How
think?
How did you feel? It's a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the first episode was definitely, I was like, wow, because it was like, boom.
When did you listen to it? While we were together or not together?
While we were broken up.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
You wanted to hear my voice?
Stop. Like, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But there you go, yeah.
It's so funny. So, yeah, we try not to bash men too often here.
I mean, honestly, we just
speak off experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love men, mine specifically.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I tolerate men.
Wait, on our Instagram this morning, Deb posted, "Good morning, ladies and disappointments." I was cracking up.
I saw that. I was like, oh my God. There's so much good content out there, honestly.
I would like to also say how I felt about having a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Where I talk about...
Go for it.
I talk about my life, mm-hmm, and my past too,
yeah,
and knowing like that Joey has access to hearing all of these things that I'm saying, because I, mm-hmm, keep it so real, right?
Yeah.
And at first it was never hard for me, but I do some, it'll be after the fact, after we record an episode, I'll be like, damn, what if Joey listens to that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I was saying anything bad or nothing that I wouldn't talk to him about. It's just like, if you're talking about past experiences and stuff, that's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
So I would feel a little bit like, I hope Joey doesn't feel some type of way about this. And also, I also don't want to put all of our business out there either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I do want some. So it is, I try not to be restricting.
Mm-hmm. I definitely struggle because I know, like, I feel similarly. Like, I'm like, especially when you're like dating, you're like, damn, if they know I have a podcast, like, you know, where I talk about my dating life or my past dating life, you don't want them to feel like any type of way. And I've had dudes say to me before, like, aha, like, don't put this on the podcast. And I'm like,
that's bitch shit.
Yeah. Or when guys say, did you talk about, was that me you were talking about on the podcast?
Someone said that to you?
Yes.
What?
Yes. And also, no.
No.
No. I was like, also, no.
Yeah. No one's ever said that to me, but, like, I totally understand, like, the like, hesitation. So I could totally understand if you felt hesitant.
Yeah, like, I didn't even necessarily, I wouldn't say I felt hesitant. It was just for me, like, I know what I like, I know what I don't like.
I know
it's going to piss me off, I know it's not going to piss me off.
Yeah.
I know it might open the door to the possibility of pissing me off. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Joey was actually very supportive of the podcast. And then when we decided to do season two, he was very happy that we decided to
do it. Oh, yeah. I was extremely happy. Yes, because
he's really supportive. He
has something to do.
Wow. I didn't even need to ask a question to piss her off.
Oh, my God. First of all, I have a lot of things to do.
I know.
Her face.
Let's just say, like, our first go round of our relationship, I did want to be up under Joey a lot.
Yeah.
It's just how
true
I am.
No.
But I am learning to, that is something, I feel like I've talked about this on the podcast already, about how I am focused more on myself.
But yeah. That's what I meant, more something to do more.
Yeah,
for
something
yourself.
For me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like you're really happy about it because it makes me back off a little bit of our relationship.
Because helps you focus on yourself more. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right.
That so, looks like an interviewer.
I have a hair, notebook that Kia glasses. Gave me. Honestly, like, I'm out of questions. What are Kia's strengths?
Kia's strengths is that, well, there are a lot of them, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But I would start with, she's a very dependable person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her yeah is her yeah, and for somebody like me, that's like a big thing. Like, I hate like when things switch up.
Yeah.
Like for me, because I already have a switch up.
Yeah, your life's
of
already.
My life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, on top of that, like, she's really just like a loving, beautiful person. Like, I don't know.
Tell me more.
That.
I'm just kidding.
But she's a really giving person.
Like on the spot. Yeah, Kia's a giver. She's a giver.
Yeah, she doesn't stop giving.
And she loves you. She loves you.
Yeah.
She is.
She's right. Told me before that I'm a very extreme lover.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that's some Pisces shit, though.
That is some Pisces shit.
Pisces shit. Pisces love hard. It's so interesting. How do you guys feel like you fare with being like a Pisces and Aquarius? Because, like, I feel like
Air and water.
Well, I was going to say Aquariuses don't give a shit and Pisces give all the shits.
So I think that one thing I appreciate about Aquarius people is that they can like cater to your emotions. Even if they're not very emotional or they don't open up immediately, they do cater to your emotions.
Yeah.
And that's something I need.
Yeah.
Joey does like very much. If I'm upset, he will be there for me.
Yeah.
So, and that's important because I've been in relationships where that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And it was horrible for me.
Yeah, definitely.
So, that's important. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he don't be giving a shit.
I mean, I wouldn't say I don't be giving a shit. I feel like, I guess for Aquariuses, Aquarius men, like, we don't give a shit about most things, but the things that we give a shit about.
True, you give a shit about. That's nice.
Treat
I like that.
Such.
Yeah. What do you think about what Kia does for a living?
Like
caring for children or doula-ing?
Caring for children or what she currently does for a living. I'm literally just reading this off the internet now.
Oh my God. That's
what I'm like, the way you guys
question.
Looked at me, I was like,
okay, all right.
I was like, fuck, I can't even back
well,
this
I
up.
Mean, I mean, Kia does what she does right now because she's good at it.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, true.
And she's working toward better. So, yeah.
I love taking care of children, but it's time to move on.
Mm.
For real. For real.
So, what were your first thoughts, like, when you realized, you know, like, Joey's a musician and his lifestyle is different? Like, what were you thinking?
When me and Joey first got together, he was everything that I did not want.
Mm-hmm. What compelled you to him despite that?
Okay, well, he was just very attentive. Joey was very attentive. Like, when we first started dating, he was just, I don't know. I just really, he catered to me a lot. Like, he was the type of person to, like, cook for me and want to go out and things like that. Like, we did, like, really cute stuff, like, dated. I don't know. it was just like nice to feel the way I felt when I was around him. I can't really put my finger on it, but I didn't think this was at the time where like I was just like dating. Yeah. I wasn't really looking for anything serious, especially not someone with that was a musician. Like,
yeah,
that's a lot to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, it was also a lot to date someone that has a child because I hadn't
done
that before.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So both of those things together at first were like, I didn't know how I felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were actually the two things that drew me closer to him.
Mm.
And I'm getting, and now after years, I'm getting more used to like what comes with being a musician. Yeah. But I really was attracted to what someone being so passionate about something. Because when you're a musician, you have to be all in, even when you're not getting paid for it, even when it's like really hard days, long days, rough days, you have to be committed and like very passionate.
Yeah.
And that's attractive to see someone be into something like that.
Yeah.
And also, it brought a, being able to feel like a family with someone.
Mm.
Is really nice when that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Or when you realize that that's what you need in your life.
Yeah.
I realized that feeling like a family was important for me once we were together, at least.
Yeah.
So both of those things made me realize that he has two things that he loves a lot. And the way he is with those two things, his child and with music.
Yeah.
That was like what drew me to him almost. But,
wow.
Which I didn't think was something I would ever want.
How did it work out on your end? Because you kind of, like, Kia's your first relationship after being with, like, I thought that was the cat. So Kia's, like, your first relationship. On your end, did you, like, were you concerned about, like, her relationship with JoJo or what?
I mean, like, I feel like I was never really deeply concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I was more concerned, like, all right, like, how, more so the blend of it all. Like, how is this going to kind of, like, blend together? Like, holy, like, at the time.
Yeah, because you didn't become a blended family.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what really makes all the difference. And, like I said, Kia was, like, she's always been a giving person and a loving person, but like,
yeah,
Josiah is the same way. They both,
yeah, we're both Pisces,
yeah, definitely.
So they clicked off from the beginning, that was like a super ease and everything like that. But,
yeah,
I'm always a reactive type person, so like, if I feel like it's time for something, or if I feel like I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. Like, pretty sure, like, when you met Josiah first, it was like, it wasn't super spontaneous, but it wasn't like planned out.
Yeah, weeks, like weeks in advance or anything.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you prefer a public proposal or a private proposal?
I used to want a private.
Used to?
I used to want a private proposal. I told
this
you
is
that.
Crazy. No, you didn't.
This I did not want a private proposal.
I'm gonna eat a French fry.
Yeah, eat as much as you
okay.
want.
Okay. I used to want. No, I did tell you that I would want something with no one around. Mm-hmm. I did say that.
No,
I feel
I'm talking about the second part. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. But I changed my mind. I decided that I'm. Isn't it so cute when like your friends and your family are around? To maybe not initially.
I like the idea of like doing a little party afterwards, like a little surprise party. Like you propose privately and then you walk like down the path and then like your friends are like, surprise. I'm like,
like what Kanye did for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, or is like what Ludacris did, but with the secret wedding.
I know, I'm just playing.
Say who?
Ludacris, you know how he proposed to his wife?
No.
With the wedding.
Wow, that's amazing. So he was real confident.
He was just like, okay, we're gonna, he proposed to her, took her over a field of flowers on a helicopter, and it spelled, like, the flowers spelled out, will you marry me? And when the helicopter landed, it was a wedding.
Know why he had a helicopter? Because if she said no, he was going to leave her ass right there.
Leave her where? In the helicopter? He was going to jump out?
Oh, he was, they was inside the helicopter.
Oh my God. Oh,
yes. They were already in them.
Smoking the little ditty.
No, y'all gotta tell. This next question.
Yeah, so what...
So, yeah, okay, wait. Let me be very specific, though. Mm-hmm. I want a public proposal that is not, like, over the top, though. Yeah. I know people that go, like, out of the country and shit. That's unnecessary.
Yeah.
I do like things to be small.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, it's nice when your friends and family are there.
Yeah.
To, like, see something so special.
Yeah.
And they be hyping the shit. If you look at videos on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I've been obsessed with looking at proposal videos.
Oh, my God. Instagram. I look at proposal videos all the time.
And it's really crazy how cute it is.
Yeah. One time I went on an accidental date. You know, like, that happens to me. Mm-hmm. So one time I went on an accidental date and we were walking through City Hall and like this dude's friends were there and he was like, yo, like they're my friend's friend is about to get proposed. So what happened was like they were walking through City Hall and when they got to the end where like the tree was, this was around Christmas time, where the tree was, like they walked through and she looked and she saw like her mom, her dad, her grandparents were there. The students from the school that she teaches at were there too, holding up a sign and their three-legged dog. I was like, this is so cute. I was, I have literally 50 pictures. The worst
movie.
Yeah, this sounds like a very sad movie.
All right, so this interview is over. Thanks for coming, Joey. Wait.
So how do you feel about public versus private proposals, Joseph?
I mean, it's like, why do something private anyway?
Oh, so you cool with public?
I mean, I've always been cool with public. You've been the one, like...
I thought I didn't like attention, private. But actually, I do like attention.
Yeah, it's just every time. It's just...
Oh, yeah, so we went through this with my birthday one time, where I was like, I don't want to do anything this year for my birthday. And then, like, the night before my birthday, I was like, actually, Joey, I think I want my friends and family around. He like, all right. Before. And then hit everybody up. But that's why I love him. Because he did it.
All right. So I think it's, if you listen to past episodes, you know that you guys are like starting to rekindle, you know, something. What's different from like the second go around and the first go around? And do you want to speak to like the break you had or like what you've discovered during the, like, you know, the break? Yeah, eat as many french fries as you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat after I talk, though, so I'm not, like, talking during, like, the segment. But what's different in this go-round? We're both taking a lot less shit, accepting a lot less shit, which is excellent. Yeah, and, like, we're passionate about, like, what we're doing here, so, like, we're taking it seriously.
You weren't taking it seriously before?
No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
You're taking it more seriously now.
I didn't say that.
You're taking it more seriously now?
No, I'm answering the question that I was asked.
Okay. I don't want to zoom in on my face. I accidentally took 100 photos. So yeah, did you discover anything about yourself during like the 6 months you guys weren't together?
I discovered how long I could go without sex.
Oh,
I thought that you could go. I've gone
longer, but yeah. Like, no, like it's different as you get older. Like, first of all, like, I went a long period of time.
When's the longest you went without sex?
The longest I've ever went without sex?
Yeah.
After having sex for the first time? About a year and a half.
Okay. So you just did it once and you were like,
But it was a year and a half, then, like...
Then nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
That's enough.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. This is the first time I was like, wow, this is... Well, it's intriguing.
Yeah. Is it because you just wanted to be with Kia?
It's like 50% that.
No, that's okay.
Cool. No, this is good. It's like 50% that and like 50% like once I realized what was happening, I'm like, damn, I'm not having sex right now. I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna just try to go with it. And I started to like kind of like see how far I could go. And then but before that, it was just like I had no super urge to do so.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Like half that. Like,
sex isn't a big deal.
It's really not.
It's not. It's important. It's definitely important. But I thought about that while we were broken up. Like, I wasn't upset at the idea of him sleeping with other people.
Yeah.
I actually was annoyed when he told me he hadn't had sex with anyone. When, like, the first time that we talked after we broke up, or, like, we discussed it.
Yeah.
And I was, when he told me he hadn't had sex with anyone, I'm like, damn, like, I, in my head, you were, and I've accepted it, and then you tell me you're not, and I'm like, now I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, you have to.
It's just, it's not a big deal. For us, it is. It's a part of our relationship, and it's important for us. Yeah. But I just, I don't know, who cares if you're, like, it's just sex.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, was that question directed toward me too?
No, but you can answer it. What's something you discovered?
While we were broken up, what did I discover?
Yeah.
That I really needed a break from our relationship. And not in a bad way.
Yeah.
We would have ended up hating each other had we not taken time apart. Like, we needed it. We had been through a lot.
Yeah.
And two, it was becoming almost toxic, and me having alone time to myself, time to clear my head was what I needed. So now our relationship can be better because we focus more on communication, and I focus more on myself instead of putting all of my attention on, and also like we said we're like a family when we're together. So having that time apart was good for me to not focus so much on, because when I love, I love deeply. A lot.
Yeah, and you kind of fell into being a family.
Yeah, like, and now I can put that energy into like loving myself, and I reroute it, and I just think it's better for your relationship when you're not so like hung up on your relationship so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I learned from our breakup. And now I feel even closer to him because I'm not so crazy about him.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, I feel really good about what we have. Is there anything else you want to say? Anything you want to get off your chest? Anything you want to clarify, Joey? Now is your time to speak.
Follow my band, Ill Fated Nins.
Well, it's been great, so.
Oh my God. Right.
Whoa, I get a drop. I get one drop. Yeah, follow me at 2 underscores. That's Joey Sticks, 2 underscores, JOEYSTIX. Thank you. Shout out to Ho and Hopeless. Hopefully, I'll be making a beat for him real soon. So
yeah, he does want to
get some things off their chest.
Yeah, please do. We need it. Yeah. It's free, right?
Yeah, it's going to be free.
Okay, good. That's my favorite price.
Cool. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
This was fun. I drank a lot of wine. It was fun.
Yeah. Do you feel like you really said everything you wanted to say? And how bad was it?
It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. It's really hard with you guys because you guys are open and stuff. It's like, I can't trick you.
I said everything I wanted to say.
Yeah. We're open we say whatever we're feeling.
Yeah, there's no, like, there was no spiciness because, like, you guys are just open.
We're spicy. We're crazy a little bit.
Wild. All right. Okay, so now we're going to do a listener question. So someone hit us up.
You don't want to be in for this?
I'm fine.
Okay. Because you can also get in on the advice.
Yeah, if you want to pitch in, feel free to pitch in.
Yeah.
So someone asked us, what did someone ask us, Lionel?
Somebody asked if it was okay to bring up your ex on the first date.
Oh, yeah. When do you start, like, talking about relationships?
I mean, is it okay to start talking about previous relationships with somebody and this first date?
I think there's a huge difference, though. I don't think it's ever too early to talk about previous relationships, like, to just, like, bring it up. But if you're, like, complaining and hung up on it, then that's the weird part. It's not the when, it's the how. Yeah. Like, that's weird to me. What do you think?
In my experience, guys don't really talk about their exes from the beginning.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a question geared toward women.
Well.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, but I mean. But,
yeah, I feel like we overthink that. I don't, I say whatever is on my mind. And usually, I'm not, I usually end up talking about whatever. Like, if it comes up.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to randomly be like, so, just so you know. Like, I like organic conversations. So, when I'm on a date, I would prefer, like, if that comes up, I would really prefer for it to be an organic thing. Not like, so, what was your last, what, like, why did you and your last relationship end?
I don't like that on a first date. I don't like that either on a first date. I agree with that. Yeah, if it's, like, natural, like, oh, yeah, 3 years ago, I did this with my, like, you know, ex, like, that makes sense. And then maybe from there you can like go into it. But when people straight up ask you, like they're interviewing you, like, oh, when was your last relationship? I do think that is weird. You're right.
Yeah.
Was gonna say, I dated this dude, right? And he was really like, he would never straight up ask me, but he really wanted to know like who I had dated before. And I just never felt like that was organic. And I never felt like I needed to list off like who I dated before. Like he was really
interested. He wanted a list?
Yeah, he was just like, oh, like, you know, like the way he would say it, he would just be like, oh, you know, you've like, you know a lot about me. I don't know. No.
Maybe was it somebody that you was in that was in your friend group?
He was some in my friend group.
That's why immediately he wants to know if you were fucking anyone that he knew.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So I thought that was weird. I think that's weird as shit.
Joey has asked me who, if I've messed with anybody he knows and whatever.
How deep in?
Nah, I never asked you if you messed with anybody I know. It's just. No.
Yes, you did. Actually, this second time around, you asked me during our break when we were broken up. You said, did you sleep with anyone I know? You did ask me. All right.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If that's what you.
But we're talking about first dates. So give us a man's perspective. How do you feel about on a first date or second date? When is the right time to talk about who you've slept with or been with or dated, whatever?
I mean, when you're asked,
it's not a big deal to you
as a man. Is when you're asked, and if you how you answer is how you answer.
Let's talk about
how
okay, Joey, when we got together, right, did you feel like I had slept with too many guys? Was that like a problem for you?
No. It was always dependent on, like, more so who, like, the caliber. Because I'm big on, like, I feel like you're up here. If for the people who are listening, my hand is trying to touch the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you do below there, which I feel like every nigga.
In what way?
It's funny. No, that's important to guys.
It's for me, it's not like a guy. It's not like just a guy thing. It's just like.
Wait. I don't understand. Somebody that's up here.
It's not the quantity. It's the quality.
Yes. Very much so.
So if you like messed with someone, it doesn't matter if you messed with a bunch of people, but if you messed with someone who he felt like wasn't worthy of you, then he like kind of felt, not some type of way, because obviously that your past is your past, but like I know this because I've heard other guys say this too. Like it's not like how many people you sleep with, but it's like, oh, you slept with that person, you know, more like that.
Yeah, wow.
I didn't know this.
It's like, wow, like, rip. Like, you don't, if a guy is like, wow, really? There's two ways to say wow, really. There's wow, really? And then there's wow, really? And honestly, you didn't hear the difference? No, the people.
No, I did hear the
all
difference.
All my niggas is going to hear the difference. I don't understand. Listen, like,
Well,
it's just the way it is.
Because, like, I was more, all right, but in general, though, I was just wondering, like, from your point of view, if it was, like, a problem. Because, you know, back in the day, I guess there's still guys like this, but they'll be like, oh, you slept with a lot of dudes?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know, meanwhile, like, their body count is however much, which honestly shouldn't matter. Even the sound of that to me, body count, is gross.
Yeah, it's weird.
But, like, when I was younger, that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know.
People who talk about that, like, anymore.
First of all, I don't even think about that. Like, I don't know. I guess I could write a list.
Yeah.
But do you want me to? Want me to start thinking about, like, I don't...
Yeah, that's not worth it.
Yeah,
I know. About to be like, oh, that, he was kind of... This performance was...
Yeah. But that... But like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
My sex life is real good right now, so I'm not thinking about the guys I've slept with before. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's why Joey doesn't care. He feels confident about himself.
I mean...
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
All right.
So I don't know. When do you think should you start talking about past relationships? So maybe, like, okay, it's not a big deal if it's talked about on the first date. But when do you think, like, how many months in or how many dates in do you think, like, those conversations should start happening? And do they matter even?
I feel like on, like, so there's topics. So, like, if you're, take somebody like me who, like, has a child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're
almost have to, like, at a certain point, like, if you're starting to, once you start to take someone seriously or start to feel, like, a deep feeling for that person, you should probably try to engage that conversation.
Yeah.
In some type of way.
You don't think that you should say right away that you have a child?
No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would let somebody know I have a child right away.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, everybody's on social media nowadays, too. But, like, I would definitely let somebody know that. But it's more so I'm not going to get in depth about what I've went through with somebody I don't see.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I think it's important to... for me, it's not about... past relationships, like who it was, or I'm more concerned about why y'all broke up. Why didn't that happen? How long are your relationships lasting? Let's talk about that, because that says a lot about you.
Yeah.
I feel like guys that, for example, I dated a guy that all of his, he was my age, late 20s, and he had only dated, his longest relationship was like 6 months.
Right.
It's okay that you haven't been in relationships. I just want to know why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's more my thing. Like, why didn't y'all work? Is it because you don't want a relationship? Is it, like, what comes with all of this? What is your deal?
Yeah, what's your package?
That's more my thing. And I want to know that around, like, the first month or so.
Yeah.
The first month. Because I don't want to waste more than a month of my time.
Yeah, definitely.
And with the way I talk, I should know with the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, true.
We going to spend time together. We going to talk. And I'm I'm going to know.
Yeah, you're like hella straightforward and stuff like that. Yeah.
What about you?
I just don't care. I don't be caring about anything, honestly. If I think back to, like, people I've dated and stuff like that, I don't, like... But actually, this is who I am as a person, and I'm honestly trying to change this a little bit, but I never really, I'm going to use this word, but I never really probe for information. Like, I think you and I work well because you'll call me and you'll be like, this, like, you know, my day, like, sucked. I'm not one to, like, think about, like, oh, let me, like, you know,
figure out how to get this out of this person.
Yeah, definitely. It just doesn't, it's not second nature to me. It doesn't come to me. I'm definitely caring, and I care about what, like, the people in my life are going through and what they've gone through to get to that point. But I'm not, like, I try not to, I don't know if I feel like I'm, if it's something internal where I don't want to, like, overstep or anything like that. But I never really think to myself, like, oh, let me ask about, like, their exes. Like, that doesn't, if it comes up naturally in the conversation, I'm down to get deep and, like, really ask questions.
Yeah.
But it's not something that's on my mind beforehand. Like, it's not, I don't really think, I'm not, like, showering and I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know anything about this person's ex. I'm usually like, I wonder what they ate for breakfast today. You know what I mean? So
that's a good point.
Yeah,
good
I mean, point. But you know, I do believe, I agree with you. It does tell you a lot about that person. And I don't even think in a negative way, but you know, it tells you a lot how you can like approach a situation.
Yeah.
Or like it provides like some sort of explanation if things end up like, you know, not working out or something like that. So you're not like searching for questions. Right. You know, like their patterns and what they're used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will also say I'm not one to ask around too. So if I do want to know, I'm not going to ask your friends or our mutual friends.
That's
I'll ask you like straight up like, oh, like why didn't it work out with this person? Weren't you dating this person? So yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I just don't think
about
it. I feel
like I do some of the digging before we even go on a date.
Because there are serial killers
out there. Have to ask some questions. Like, if you, I think if you know the person that you're going on a date with, if you know anyone they know, it's okay to get some details.
Yeah, you,
for sure.
I like it when, you know, my it's my favorite when someone's like, yo, this person asked about you. I like knowing that someone asked about me to like a mutual friend.
That's cute.
Oh, you don't think that's cool?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that just that doesn't happen to me very often.
Oh, like, oh, they asked about me.
Yeah. I think I'm but they asked. It's because I'm like in a like I don't know. That would probably happen more like now.
Yeah, if you're dating.
And like I've been in a relationship.
Yeah.
For a few years, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Well, this
was
good.
I feel really good about this episode.
Me too.
Well, so thank you so much, Joey, for coming on our show. Let the people know where they can find you.
They can find me on Instagram. It's now time to do my job.
Yeah, you didn't wait time. For the right time.
I thought it was time.
Go ahead. Tell them about the first drop. Your band, your other band.
I got EP dropping and a big show
that's
coming up
about.
On February 29th.
Hopefully this is out by then. This might be out already. Just tell them your Instagram names. It's three
two,
of them.
Yeah, it's three of them. Two underscores, Joey6, Joeystix. And then the next one is at IllFatedNatives, IllFatedNatives. And the next one is Experiment Band 215. EXPERIN. Yep, 215.
Experiment.
I'm gonna try. Lionel Watch me. They know how.
Experiment
it's just
band
not spelled any crazy way.
Okay.
Like, I was gonna get it too.
All right, guys. So now you know what it's like to date me. You're welcome.
Yeah, I won't get another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, we'll be back. In 2 more weeks or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.